Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 29, 2021. The structure of the spiritual world. Baal HaSulam, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Thus, there is not an element of reality or an occurrence of reality in a lower world that you will not find its likeness in the world above it, as identical as two drops in a pond. And they are called root and branch. That means that the item in the lower world is deemed a branch of its pattern found in the higher world, which is the root of the lower element, as this is where that item in the lower world has been imprinted and made to be. It follows that the root, called fortune, compels it to grow and assume its attribute in quantity and quality, as with the seal and its imprint. This is the law of root and branch that applies to every detail and occurrence in reality, in every single world, in relation to the world above it. We are talking about a hierarchy that clearly manifests from above below, from the world of infinity to our world at every level, with all of its qualities and quantities. If we take even the smallest part of creation and want to discover its structure, we will find in it the structure of the entire creation. With absolute accuracy. By analogy, our universe being an enormous atom, all of its parts are composed of atoms. Maybe this is not very clear, but in general, we could understand it this way. So, there is a root and there is a branch. The upper level is always called the root and it inevitably manages the lower level, the branch. So, everything from above to below and from below to above is connected according to precise laws, exists in clear hierarchy, and represents impressions from top to bottom and from bottom to top because everything consists of 10 parts, of 10 sephirot. There is absolutely no problem here because everything is precisely calibrated. The structure of the spiritual world is quite uncomplicated, simple, and integral. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah October 6, 2019. In what way does Kabbalistic music differ from the music of the nations of the world? Question: in what way does Kabbalistic music differ from Western music, from Indian music, and from other types of music? Answer: it doesn't differ in any way. You can take any type of music, Chinese or Indian music for example, and express your emotions through it. Although various types of music greatly differ in their structure and in their tendencies, it makes no difference since you express your emotions. You want to compare the emotions and feelings in the upper world and in our world. This is impossible. But in our world you can express your emotions and your feelings in different languages and in different forms and it has nothing to do with their spiritual root. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah October 6, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what can we learn from Paralympians? We can learn from Paralympians that we can overcome any obstacles and live a full life, and even win. We also need to learn from them that we should have a goal, and overcome any difficulties in order to achieve our goal. Besides the several goals we make for ourselves in this life, if we set our sights in such a way on the goal of life itself, reaching a harmonious connection among each other and with nature, then we would be on course to realizing the most sublime state of perfection and eternity that exists in reality. Based on news with Dr. Leitman on September 2, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. When money will bring happiness. Comment. Recently, Margaret Laurie, a resident of the Irish city of Strabane, was found dead in her home in Northern Ireland. She was 56 years old. In 2013, she won £27 million in the lottery, purchased real estate, her house, a pub, and opened a recreation centre for residents of the city. She planned to build affordable housing for residents on her land. She spent half of her winnings on charity. But the recreation center was set on fire more than once. She received a suspended sentence for drunken rudeness. She later claimed that people stole millions from her. She said her lottery win sent her to hell and back. "Money has brought me nothing but grief. It has destroyed my life," she told the Sunday Life. Belfast Live. My response: absolutely right. Question: why are such tests given to a person? Answer: it's a curse. Comment: you mean, always when a lot of money is given, is it a curse? My response: yes. Question: can a person cope with it somehow? Answer: no. He is trying to do a good thing within the framework of his understanding of the world, maybe by giving away billions. But it won't do any good. Question: so it's better to immediately give up this money, tear up the ticket, throw it away and that's it? Answer: a person is unable to do this. Imagine that you are brought a huge plate with gold coins or something else, and you win it all. And so you put it in your pocket, and there are still a few coins left on the plate, you won't leave them. Comment: what slaves we are after all. We can be bought so easily, literally. My response: of course. It's incredible. Comment: some conclusion should be drawn from all this. My response: apart from education, broad, correct education worldwide, I don't see any solution. None at all. Question: and if a person is brought up in love your neighbor as yourself, how will he act in case of winning, say, a huge amount of money? Answer: you see, she did all sorts of good things. But people set fire to these places. Because it goes beyond people's normal understanding of how the world should be arranged. She was envied. It didn't fit into their ideology. Comment: you give us charity, and we don't need it, they would say. Look at yourself instead. My response: how many such cases have there been with good people? What was done to them? This is human nature. Question: what do you think, from the height of a well-mannered person, how will he look at the huge amount he receives? Answer: it was given to him by God in order to bring people closer to God, to the Creator, to develop in people at least some semblance of love. But what will you do? Will you open Sunday schools in Northern Ireland? They are all there already. Comment: but you yourself said that it is necessary to bring people closer to love and immediately say that this is impossible. My response: all this is possible only within the framework of a very serious, meaningful, properly planned Kabbalistic education. A certain development of man and humanity is still necessary. It will be when they realize, through the huge problems they are in that are unsolvable, in fact, problems of humanity, that they have no cure for these problems, except for connection among themselves. Question: what would have happened if this money had been given for purpose of the connection of humanity? Answer: there are no such people. There is not even such an organization that could properly account for such amounts. There are no people who would listen. Other conditions are needed for this. Question: what is your conclusion then? Answer: do not give. Do not ignite this in a person. Personally, I ask you not to offer me such sums. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, September 23, 2021. In the abyss of egoism. Question: when I plunge into myself, in stillness, in silence, I suddenly see some kind of multidimensionality and myself inside. This evokes a feeling of fear. I kind of open my eyes and do not understand where it all fits. But listening to you, I remember that I am a black box with five holes through which I discover the world. And what I consider to be the world around me happens in this box. Where am I plunging into? Answer: into yourself, into your box. You never get out of it at all, and you will not be able to get out. And even when we say that you should come out of it, rise above it, this is said figuratively. When you master your egoism and start to manipulate it as you want, then you can say that you are, so to say, rising above it. Yet, this is not an ascent above the ego itself but simply working with it with your willpower, your decisions. I hope you will continue to study and discover all this inside yourself much more clearly. From CAB TV's video conference. Three stages of spiritual development. Question: does the level of Nefesh, the first spiritual degree, have any connection with Ruach, spirit, and Neshama, soul? Answer: Nefesh is the initial stage I must be on in order to fully work it out. After I achieve complete connection with the Creator that is inanimate from my side, and I will definitely feel that there is nothing but this, I will be able to say, yes, this is my mother nature. It is eternal, perfect, with a huge plan for my development along with the rest of mankind. At the same time, I want to associate myself with this plan, to develop in unison with it, I agree to this. Then I can be born and start my more conscious development outside of this mother. Such birth characterizes the degree of my independence, that is, the next step Ruach, when I begin to move a little. And after this comes the stage of Neshama, which I am already developing in my likeness to the Creator. I, as a small child, take an example from him, learn from an adult and become more and more equal to him in the quality of bestowal. I am learning to get out of myself more and more, to bestow, to love my neighbor. Having learned this, I enter the world of Atzilut. Atzilut is the stage of complete similarity to the Creator. There is a serious growth and I consciously understand who the Creator is, I am opposite him as a partner. This state is called spiritual union, merging. I offer the Creator all my desires, and he forms and fills them. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 19. The Path to Perfection. The Individual and Humanity. Question: why can a single individual attain a perfect state before all of humanity, but at the same time still depend on humanity for attaining perfection? Answer: the point is that you can attain perfection only when you tie yourself to all of humanity because you must do it in order to bestow. This means that you want to work with the intention to bestow only for the sake of humanity. You cannot bestow to the Creator, there is nothing you can bestow to him. If you want to please a woman, for example, treat her child nicely. You do not need to do anything else. It is the same with the Creator. This means that if a person wants to get close to the Creator, there is no other way to do it than by getting closer to all of humanity. By doing so, he brings the Creator closer to them and thus he himself gets closer to him. Question: what does the quality of one's life depend on? Answer: on the number of people I have brought closer to the Creator. It is to this degree that I have gotten closer to him. This determines my quality of life. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. To show men an example. Question: what special things can women make you happy with in terms of Kabbalistic work? What do you expect from us? Answer: I expect you to be loving and supportive of each other, well attuned, and show an example to men. It is necessary to pull men along, push them forward, treat them the way a mother treats children. Take care of your men and try to make them real Kabbalists, and at the same time you will grow yourself. From CAB TV's video conference. Spiritual maturity. Take good heed to yourselves, to love the Lord your God. Prophets. The Book of Joshua, 23:11. To love means that you do not want anything but to feel, understand, and act as the Creator wants. Make all your thoughts, desires, and intentions, all your insides, so that you can cling to the Creator. This is the only way you want to grow, and as soon as new desires appear in you, You also form them in order to merge with him. And then you will have even greater desires, which you must shape in order to be more and more merged with the Creator. And so you form yourself in the Creator in an ever greater equivalence with him. Therefore, you become a fetus inside the Creator. And then you go through all the other stages of intrauterine development, birth, and growth outside of the Creator. In fact, egoistic desires are triggered in you all the time, stages 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you cleave them all to the Creator. These are called the stages of your maturity, growth. You have to give yourself completely to this. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30, 2021.